Chaver Shmuel ben Chaver Binyamin Akayin, Ol Shalom Wallerstein, and also being sponsored by the Leshkowitz family, Lenishmas Rachel, Bas Reb Chaim Arya Ol Shalom.
Welcome everyone, and those of you learning Daf Yomi who are studying as an Eshech, I wish you atzlacha because it's only 2 weeks that you have to spend on it, and Hilchos Ribbis is Mali V'Gadosh. I especially feel for those who give shiurim in Daf Yomi, because if people are going to extrapolate from the Gemara to Halacha L'Maisa and ask a Magid Shir of Daf Yomi, the answer will generally be L'Chayra. It seems so. Because Ribbis is quite complicated. It's a very specialized field, even among Rabbanim. And I was fortunate enough to put out a Ribbis book a number of years ago. And therefore I get feherd all the time. People call me with shaylas, and that has helped me know just a little bit about it. I'd like to share with you some yediyas in Hilchos Ribbis. And in Perek Ezel Neshech, I've spoken there previous years, Baruch Hashem, generally given a Shirim Papula Dairaisa. I'd like to be Mishan a little bit. I'd like to start with a type of Chakira that I normally would speak about the entire time, but I'd like to cut it a little short and give you some Yediyas, some Klalim principles in Yesaidis and Hilchos Ribbis afterwards. The Chakira I'd like to begin with is the question regarding the overall concept of Hilchos Ribbis, and for lack of a better phrase, to clear whether Hilchos Ribbis is a Chayshim Mishpat Dikadin or a Yaradeya Dikadin. Whether we should look at Chayshim Mishpat as Dine Maminis, as a Shailan Dine Mamin, just as Gezela and Ainoa and Baltolin. So this too, maybe it's a Chayshim Mishpat Dikadin, it's a din taking money that you're not entitled to. Is there any difference if I steal your money? Or if I take it under the excuse of Ribbis, but I'm not entitled to it, the Torah doesn't let me. Or is it a Yaradeya Dikadin? On the other hand, Ribbis is different, in that the person giving the money gives it willingly, and perhaps, Apidina Chayshim Mishpat, it's totally mine. There's a halachin, Dini Yisavahatar, just like if a pot is treif after kasher it, if food is treif after throw it out, if money is treif, it's ribbis dikamani, you have to give it back. But maybe it has nothing to do with Chayshim Mishpat. Now this klar is in the Binyan Tzion, the Maramokim, which I had given out. The Binyan Tzion is not machriya. The Binyan Tzion klars whether someone who gets an esrig as a ribbis payment can consider that esrig to be lochem, consider it to be his. Is it his or it's not his? If it's a gagazel to esrig, then it's not his. If it's not considered gazela, just in the yis of a heter, so then it would be his. The klar is in the taich of lachem. What sits is also has to be lacha, has to be yours. The klar is this shayla. Now, what's the obvious raya if it's a chayshim mishpat dikadin or yaradeya dikadin? What? Where is it? Israel should be. Where is it? It's in Yeridaya. So now it seemed to be that it's Yeridaya Dikadin. Okay, 1 second. You're right. 1 second. In Yeridaya, Kufnun Tes is the beginning of Hilchos Ribbis. It only talks about whether you're allowed to lend beribis to a guy in Kufnun Tes. The Torah starts with Kuf Samach the following. Ribbis, Hayol V'Asal Yadon, Nemo B'Milsa. A strange beginning. Now, Ribbis, Hayav Asaliyadon, since we're talking about it, so let me tell you of art, and it keeps on going forever, with this name of Milsa. So why does he start Ribbis, Hayav Asaliyadon, name of Milsa? So the Bach says, L'fisha Rambam, Kosev Dine Ribbis, Bilchis Malva V'Leiva. The Rambam put it in Chayshim Mishpat. So what's it doing here? V'nim Shachach Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Akava B'Vav Metziah. V'harav Loyosakei. The Torah didn't do this. He put it into Yeridaya. Hisnatzel v'omar. Dilfisha ya'asif b'dinei akum. Since this part of Yeridaya talks about dinei akum, It talks about Bishalakim beforehand, and Chalavakim beforehand, the dinim of Hanhaga with a guy. So once he was talking about Dinei Akum, he continued with Dinei Akum. Dinei Akum shared Labar, but his book is Adin Avala Akum. So, Memela Hashtakama, Hail Vasiliya, the name of Amilsa. So it's interesting that the Bach touches the Torah that it's not a Yeridei Adikadin. It's a Yeridei, sort of by mistake. Ah, Derech Agav, he put it in. Now, we know in the Gemara, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, or Ravina Ravashi, rather, do it all the time. Something comes up, so they go off on a tangent. It's not the style usually in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, this way. But as I touch the Bach, that's how he touches this up. He seems to be saying that it's a Chayshim Mishpatikadin. Now, it's correct. Someone pointed out there's a Gemara near the beginning of the Perek that the Eilam learned to read at the beginning of his Aneshech. No, so you remember it from 7 or 8 years ago. So I'm a real Lamdin that gave me a Svachim Gemara here to give Shir on Hilchas Ribbis. That's okay. But the Gemara Taka asks why you need a Pasuk for Gzela and a Pasuk for Ribbis. Ribbis is not the same as Gzela. So the Gemara Taka seems to say that it's a Chayshim Mishpatika Din. It's a Din in Dile Chayshim Mishpat. The Nafkamina has to do with the chiyuv to pay back. What the obligation to pay back is, if it's a Chayshim Mishpatika Din, Ribbis Deiraisa, so you have to pay back. If someone got Ribbis Deiraisa, Mechayiv to give it back. Ribbis Derabanan, you're not Mechayiv. Shaila is whether that chiyuv is a Chayshim Mishpatika Din to give back or not. And as I'll show you, this is actually a Machlokes Rishayim, and the Machlokes HaPoskim, and each Mahalach has clearly some who hold that way. The Raya from the Gemara is on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Lokach Ribbis Ktsutza V'meis. In case there was someone who took Ribbis Ktsutza and he died, so the Gemara says that Ein Abonim Tzrichin Lachzar, except Adavim Mesuyim, there are certain things, as Kovet Avim, they have to give back. But generally, the children don't have to pay back Ribbis Tzutza that belongs to their father that they took from their father. So the question is, why it should be that way? Why should it be that they don't have to give back? If it's a Chayshim Mishpatika Din, so Chayshim Mishpat, you have to give back. If a father owed money, then the children, if the father left karka, there's a difference between Dina de Gemari. You can learn whole Shas and not know this. The Din of Shas is that if the father died, he owed money. Only if he left karka do the children have to pay the father's chayv. It doesn't matter if it's a chayv alpeh, chayv bishtar. If the father left karka, the children have to pay. The Takanas Haga'ainim, that with Naik Halach Lamaisa, that any time the father left a net plus value, he left more assets than debt, or equal amount, the children have to pay. So the question is, why is Ribbis different? Why by Ribbis, if the father leaves money, why don't the children have to pay? It says Ein Tzrichin Lachzar, that they don't have to pay back except for one case, it's in the Gemara. So it seems to be a starker raya that it's not a Chayshim Mishpat Tikadim. It doesn't go to this Chayshim Mishpat. That Ribbis is given willingly, and since it's given willingly, it's a Yeridei Tikadim, it's an Isser. The father has Dina Yisser to give it back. The father died, he didn't get a chance. Finished. The money, though, is really his money. And this Raya is actually in the Ritva. The Ritva, the new Ritvas, he says it back on Samach Aleph. He says the following, and this is Zelashoyne of the Ritva. Tvias ribis loy have a kshat tvia begezel oy no avaki yitzabai. It's the form of Farashim in the Ritva. It says, ribis is not like zela oy no. This lay al chavei reshibid mamin. It's not like them. Elachi of hu shechayev hatayra lahazer iser. That it's something that a person has to give back as dini yisav hatar. It brings a raya from the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Beis. You can have it right in the beginning. Teida, the Rabbi Yechonon Sava Ribbis Ktsutza Eini Yitzav Adayanim. So Machloikas in the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Lazar, if Bezdin could be mechayiv you to pay back Rivis Ketzutza. Now we pass like Rebbe Elazar. We passed and you have to pay back Rivis Ketzutza. But Zakhtar its father is a man, the Amr in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, that Rivis Ketzutza ain't the Yitzhak B'day on him. So he says from there to Raya that it's not a chayshim mishpatikadin. It's not a regular chayiv moment. And he brings a second Raya. He says, Vagam, the Divrei HaKoyel emeis bonot peturim. Right from Samach Beis. That Divrei HaKoyel emeis bonot peturim. So the Ritva says, and he has, seems to be a klara Raya, that Ribis Tairaisa, is not a chiyuv tashlum like a zeila, I know, ki yaitzabam, it's not a chayshim mishpatik adin. It's a din iser. Just like there are other isurim in the Torah, there's an iser ribis. But it's not, them is a din in a chayshim mishpatik adin. The Dogel Meravava in the Zagoy, Sassimakuf Samach Aleph, Sivav, clears the reverse. If the loiva died, if you have to pay back. It's besupik, if the loiva died, somebody took ribis, the loiva died, he has yarshim. He's mesupik if you have to give it back or not. That's also a raya, it's not a chayshim mishpatik adin. Chayshim mishpatik adin, what's a shayla? If you owe someone money and he dies, you give his yarshim. How could there be a clear if you have to give back ribis ketzutza with the loiva died? So it's Dvar Berurim, the Ritva, it couldn't be clearer than the Lashon HaRitva. And the Dogel Meravava seems to hold that way. That ribis is a chayshim mishpatikadin. That ribis is not a chayshim mishpatikadin. It's a yaradei dikadin. It doesn't go to with the halachis of hashavas, a gazela, etc. And this is one shita in the Rishayna, the Ritva. There's a raya fakert from a taisvis in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yubeis Amid Aleph. And I'll read you the Lashon of Taisis. Taisis Lashon also seems to be very clear, but the other way. Afal gav dimidas nosnam loy. Even though ribis is given willingly, isnehu gabei b'teres gezeila. The person who holds ribis money is holding it b'teres gezeila. The havakan nesina b'tos. It's as if he received it, someone gave it to him by mistake, like I know, you got a b'tos. The loy nosan l'shem atana. The giver didn't give it to him as a gift. Elo b'teres ribis. Umikri gezela be'enei kivan shahamois be'en. Considered like gezel be'en, since the money is be'en. And memela, he says that there's a, it's a, like dina gezela. Like I said, it's devarim berurim, that there's a sheet in the Rishonim each way. So we have a machlokes, the Ritva and Samach Aleph, and Tosis over there, and they seem to argue, klar, the Ritva holds it's the Yeridei Dikadin, and Tosis holds that it's a Chayshu Mishpat Dikadin. There's a second makar for a machlokes Rishonim. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Mava V'Loiva Perek Dalet Alach Dalet declares if someone receives ribis and he uses it to be Mekadosh Anisha. If someone gets ribis and he gives his Mekadosh Anisha with it, is she Mekudeshes or not? Which L'chayr is Ashayla. You got ribis money. If it's a Chayshim Mishpatikadin, it's money you have, Shaloi Kadin. So it's like Gezel. You can be Mekadosh Anisha with Gezel. If it's Yerdei Dikadin, then in Dinei Mamun it's yours, so it just failed in Dinei Yisr. But then the Kedushin will be a good Kedushin. Mishnah Melech brings a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says, Mikadish Ribis Ketzutza Eina Mekudeshes She'enai Shaloi. That's his Lashon. He holds that it's not his, he holds like it's a Chayshim Mishpat Dikadin, like Taisus Shita. However, when we were learning Kedushin, we saw that the Ritva and Kedushin Davov says Fakert, says Mekudeshes, which is Geshmak, Lishitasai. Ritva holds that Ribis is only a Yaradei, I shouldn't say only, but it's a Yaradei Dikedin. It's Dina Yisr. But it's not Gazel, it's not Aino, it's not Baltolin, it's in Chashemish, but it's yours. In Yaradei, you have no right to it. And therefore he says, if you Mekadesh Anisha, it's Mekudeshes. So we have one machlaik is the Ritva and Taisvis, and machlaik is the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's klar. They have two shittas. The question is how to paskin halacha lemaisa. And you'll ask me if it comes up. So I'll tell you a case in which it comes up. Someone lent someone money, and he gave him ribis tzutza. He gave him, together with the payment, he gave him a piece of silver, a nice piece of silver, and that was their agreement. He was in the silver business, he had a business, and he lent him money. He made up that he would give him a piece of silver, and that he did. Later they realized it's ribis tzutza, and Reuven wanted it back. Shimon said, it's true, I took ribis. It's true, I have to pay you back. But I don't want to give you the piece of silver. I'll give you its value. Whatever it's worth, I'll give you. The thing that I got, I like, or my wife likes, probably. And I don't want to give it back. So this shayla is totally in Achakira. If taking ribis is a type of gzela, is a chayshem mishmetikadin, then it's not yours. It's his. If on the other hand, it's dina yisav heter, it's not gezel, it's mine. It's right now, it's mine. I have a chayv to you. We learn how paying back from the chayv bahem, so then I could give you the value, which should be enough to give you the value of the item. So this shayla is in the Chavos Das, in Siman Samach Aleph, Sif Yud, Sif Katan Yud. And he paskins that you don't have to give back the object. It's enough to give back the value. Which sounds like he's paskining, we certainly paskining that it's not gezela, that it's a yardeya dikadin, it's a din that you have to pay back. It's not gezela mamish. That would seem to be, I guess, the psak. We have machlekes rishayim, and the binyatzin is mesopik, like I said in the beginning. And here we have a chavos das in Yeridaya. That would seem to be the final word on the matter. However, in learning Yeridaya, I bumped into an additional maromach. In Siman Kuf Samach Aleph, Siv Zayin. It says the following in Shulchan Aruch. In Bo Lasseis Tshuva, Me'atzmai. Somebody who had a parnasa in lending money beribis. He comes to do tshuva, not because Bezdin forces him. He comes, he's about tshuva. Now, if he's going to start returning the ribis, he's going to go broke. So in Shulchan Aruch state, in Bo Lasseis Tshuva, Me'atzmai, Lahachzer a ribis, whether he has to pay back ribis. Imudavar Mesuyim, and I'll tie Chdavar Mesuyim in a minute. Mekablam Yimenu. But Im Einai Dover Mesuyim, you got cash. Im Rav Iskayim Mechiasei Beribis, Ein Mekablam Yimenu, Kdelev Sayach Lai Derech Lechuva. Mechila helps pay ribis, Mechila after was paid. You can't be Meichel and give it. Someone owes you, you could be Meichel. So Mechazala Mechayiv you. Im Rav Iskayim Mechiasei Beribis, if a Baal Tshuva comes and he has his livelihood was from ribis. Ein mekabel mimenu kedei b'leptayach leishay derech letshuva. Chala mekabel mimenu ein rachacham imnaychena. All right, that's fine. Halach in find a few places such a thing to open doors for balei tshuva. What's this davar mesuyim? Davar mesuyim you do have to give back. What is this davar mesuyim? We have in the Gemara that a davar mesuyim in the lashon haGemara means something very noticeable. I told you before that if a father took ribis and died, that the child is not mechuyev to pay the ribis. That was one of the rayas. That was the ritva. One of the ritvas to rayas. That's a yaradei dekedim. Because if a father dies, he owes money for ribis. You don't have to give it back, except for a davar mesuyim. What's a davar mesuyim? The end of Gemara. It's something that's very recognizable. Anybody who sees it will remember, oh, that's what the father took for ribis. What would be such a thing today? I don't know, a very expensive car. Let's say he got a very expensive car for ribis. A fancy leichter for ribis. Anybody who sees it is going to be reminded that the father got ribis. That's called davar mesuyim. It's a bezayah for the father. So there, al tzkibur ave'eim, the son is supposed to return it. As I state in the Gemara. So the Gemara, davar mesuya, means an unusual item, an unusual thing. What about here? So here we have a machlaikis, and totally in this machlaikis, I think, is our chakira. When the Shulchan Aruch says a davar mesuyim you have to give back, shteit nishach, sivkat yir aleph, b'shem deprisha, lav davka, ela kol davar shu be'en, kamaisha gazloi. You can use this as the lashon, kamaisha gazloi. He says that when this Baal Tshuva has an item that he took be'en, and it's still there, the item he took, it doesn't have to be a fancy car. It could be a ballpoint pen. If that thing is there, you have to give it back. What's pshat in this prisha, pashtus? It's like stealing. If you hold zechashim mishpati kedim. So if I took your pen, it's still your pen. If I took a beribis, it's still your pen. So that the Baal Tshuva still has to give back if it's be'en, because it's his item. Not a chayiv, it's an item.
Maybe it helps him with the chief. Otherwise, every time he looks at it,
maybe it helps him with the tshuva, because for him, could be, but I'll show you that that's not the way the Shach himself learned the prisha. Those of you who learn Yeridaya know that the Nekudas HaKesef has Hagois usually on the Taz. This is a highly unusual. Nekudas HaKesef, which is written by the Shach and the Shach's son, has a Hagoa on the Shach. In the Shach, he brings this prisha. Again, it's about tshuva, doing tshuva. And Chazal patted him from returning things. The Prisha says, accept the Dover Ben. On that, in the Kudas HaKesef writes that first the beginning is confused. He says, Yesh Kantos Bitfus, Sivkot and Zetzar, Chloim Elokamon Sivzayin. The print has fixed it already. So by us, it is on Sivzayin. Well, actually, it's on Sivvav, I'm sorry. It belongs on Sivzayin. But anyway, that part of it is not my point. But he writes about the prisha. Mashma divrei prisha gufei the dafke nokat davar mesuyim. This is not true. In the prisha, it's mashma mesuyim is dafke. If he has daiti, he says the following. It's a bit of an arichos, but I'll read you the last words, and you'll see right away what he says. He says that you can't compare ribbis to gzeilah. Yeshlachalek ben gzeilah l'ribbis. He says you can't compare gzeilah to ribbis. Vadim achalek ha-gemara perek ha-gazel eitzim, etc. He goes on a gemara. He brings it. And then he ends off. Tamadavar, the ribbis kivin the bal liyadei midas haloi va'atzmai. Since ribbis, the person gave you willingly. Ein l'kabel mimenu. Elo b'davar mesuyim. Hashem kein b'gzeilah. Therefore, from a Baal Tshuva, you shouldn't take it back, only if it's a davar mesuyim. Masha'en came b'gzeila, which means he's saying the following. The prisha, the way it's brought in the Shach, holds that if you took beribis, this Baal Tshuva, took any item beribis, any item you have to give back. And the Pashto says, he says, k'may b'gzeila. And that's the way the Shach, the Nekudas HaKesef, learns up this Shita. He learns the Shita, it's k'may b'gzeila, like in the Gezel Eitzin. Which means he holds it's a chayshim mishpatikadim. And on that, the Nekudas HaKesef, it's not signed. Sometimes it says if it's from the Shach himself or from his son. I don't know who wrote this Nekudas HaKesef, but either the Shach or his son, either one is good enough for me. He says, no, it's not like Gezeilah. Gezeilah you took from someone against his will. So Gezeilah, even about Tshuva, has to give back if it's bad. Masha'en kein ribis, which he gave Midas. Once he gave it Midas, so that you don't have to give back, except the Dover Mesuyim, which he learns, is only the Gemara's Davar Mesuyim, an unusual item that's considered Chal Hashem, everyone sees it, but otherwise not. Titzah Devarenim. We said that it's a Machlaikis, Yishayinim, if someone who took Ribbis is holding someone else's money, we call a Chashim Mishpatikadin, or if he's holding his money and he has a mitzvah to give it back, what we call a Yaradeh Dikadin. We saw that it's a Machlaikis first, Taisis and the Ritva, here on Dav Samach Aleph. The Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Ritva there in Kedushin Davav. The Ritva Shita is that it's a Yeridei Dekedin. And Taisvis, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, also Chashim Mishpatikadin. The Prisha seems to agree that it's a Chashim Mishpatikadin. Because the Kesef says it's not like Gezeilah. And we have a Chavaz Das who says it's not like Gezeilah. And it seems that in the Paiskim Achrayinim, Ruba de Ruba seem to go with such a mahalach that it's not a chayshem mishpatekadin seyaradekadin, with one exception, which I'll still get to. But I would think that most of those who learned these in Yanim would hold that way. There's Navni Meluim in Simin Chav Ches also talks about it from Mekudeshes. He also says Mekudeshes, which means Yelzi Yaradeh Dekadim. And that seems to be the general consensus in the Paiskim. Now you will immediately have a problem with the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek, and Samach Aleph Amud Beis. As I started to say earlier, the Gemara asks why you need an Issa Gezela for separate psukim that you're not allowed to steal, a separate psukim that you're not allowed to be over on Einoah, and separate pasuk you're not allowed to be over on Ribbis. So the question is, Ribbis, what do you mean Ribbis? Ribbis is something totally different. It's not a Gezela Dikadin. So, all right, so you'll have a few Gemaras. There'll be Raias one way or the other way. You'll have to answer it. Look at the Ritva, maybe. But Lamaisa, Kachem Advar. Now, there's one area in Halacha Lamaisa where it appears it's totally in this, not so close. It's Machna Ephraim, in Hilchis Dine Ribis Eis Gimel. And this is a case that comes up. Unfortunately, there are common Ribbis problems in our community. Baruch Hashem, our Olam knows that you're not allowed to lend money by Ribbis or borrow money by Ribbis. However, the people are unawares. Most common shaila, people who lend credit cards to other people, and the borrower of the credit card uses the credit card and pays the interest directly to the bank or the credit card company, and the person lending the card feels he's not doing anything wrong. I'm giving him the credit card. He's borrowing, he's paying, it has nothing to do with me. And there's no chalukei deis on this issue. It's clear, not that way. The bank is lending the credit card holder. The bank is not lending anybody else. The credit card holder, by giving his credit card to someone else, is lending money to him. You're just giving him a note to go to the bank and borrow in his name. But it's a problem. It happens with mortgages.
He's not benefiting anything from it.
He's benefiting. If I lend you $100, I say, pay me back the $100. Don't give me any ribbis. Just pay my gas bill. So that's cool that you're paying me back. If I say, I'll lend you $100, give me $100, just pay my credit card bill, my credit card interest bill, you're also paying me back. I owe money to the bank, and you're settling my debt to the bank.
He pays it on time.
If he pays on time, there's no interest and there's no issue. And it may be that if he makes an obligation to pay on time, and he doesn't pay on time, he may have a din of a gazlan, not a borrower of a ribbis, in which case he'd be allowed to pay. Because if you make up with someone, you arrange with him, he has to pay on time, you're not winking at each other and pretending you're serious, then everything would change. But otherwise, it's a problem. What?
It's by all credit cards, you pay on time.
Right, so there's no problem.
It's
not ribbis at all. You didn't authorize
it. No, but if you did pay, it seems like it's still on ribbis.
Well, if you did pay, in which case?
In a case where
you made up to pay on time.
Yeah,
it doesn't make up to pay, you just put.
If you didn't make up to pay on time, then it's ribbis tzutzah. Now, if I lend someone ribbis, I lend someone money, I say, if you pay me right away, within 30 days, no charge, if you pay me later, you have to pay interest. That's ribbis ketsutza. That maybe tzad echad beribbis you'll have later in the Gemara.
But if he pays
what?
On time,
he's paying it to the bank, not to him.
Right, so it doesn't matter. If I owe money to the bank and you pay my debt, you're giving me money. Right? It's considered my income. If I would work for a company and tell the company, I don't want to earn anything, just pay my bills. So Uncle Sam would say that I'm being paid. If you pay my bills, you're paying me.
He has to pay it on time. It's no one choosing to schlep it.
If he has to pay on time,
I
agree. If you make up with him seriously, that'll pay on time, and then he's the one who's negligent. Yeah, then he's a mazik. He's a garmi, and he's chayav to pay 100%. It also happens in mortgages. People aren't aware they have children who want to buy a house. The parent takes out the mortgage. The house is on the parent's name. But it's a child's house. People tell me, no, it's not my name. I ask them, Vlacha Me'eva Esrim, they want their children to divide the house. I say, no, that's for him. Pashtus, it's the child's house. And if you take out a mortgage, or if you have already done so, you don't have to stand up now, but it has to be straightened out. It has to be done kadasa kadin. And this is something I'm busy with very often. What's the issue? And the following issue has to do with our chakira. Someone comes to me, he says, 3 years ago I did this, either with a credit card or I did it with a mortgage, and I've been paying interest, I didn't pay the whole thing, it's a mortgage, he has to pay over 25 or 30 years, but I've been paying. So Shaila is the following Shaila. Let's say 2 years have passed. It was a $200,000 mortgage, Levi, and he paid over the years, let's say he paid $2,000 a month, he paid $24,000. What is the status of the loan between the father and the son? I say son, just the behavior. There's the mortgage holder, and the person loans the home. So what happened? Let's say it was me. I took out a mortgage, and it's my son's house. The bank lent me money. I essentially lent my son the money. Because I gave him the house, he hasn't paid me for it yet. And I give it to him as a gift, I want him to pay. And I paid $24,000. This says he's paid $24,000 of my payments. Now of those $24,000, the bank tells me $4,000 was principal and $20,000 was interest. That was the interest. How does Halacha look at it? Is the pshat that the son paid me $20,000 of ribis, I was over on ribis, I didn't know, and $4,000 of principal, he still owes me $196,000, plus $20,000 interest, and I told you, once you already paid ribis ksutza, you're allowed to be Michael. So he'll be Michael, and now we have an issue, I'm out, nothing. Right now, I'll straighten out Mekano Laba. I owe the bank $196,000, my son owes me $196,000, the $20,000 of ribis, he was Michael. And now, Mekan al-Abba will redress it with a hadiska, however we'll do it. Ramesha says it's not true. And this is what the Mechna Frank talks about, the Andine Ribis Eiskimel. Ramesha says that, and this agrees in the Gris Moshe, he has a section on Hilchis Ribis, and I think it's Chelek Vav of the Gris Moshe, on Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Eischof Hei. He says it's not true. It's not possible to pay interest until you pay principal. It's impossible. Let's say I lend you $10,000. And I don't know how long. I lend you $10,000. I tell you, you've got to pay me $100 a month interest. You pay me the principal whenever you want. A year goes by, you give me $100 every month. You give me $1,200. Now I have to see Ray Ribis. So I say, well, you still owe me $10,000. You pay me interest. But Moshe says no. It's not possible to pay interest until you pay the keren. Let's say we would stop right here. I would go to Shemayim. Rabbi Shalom would say, you took interest. I say, what kind of interest? I gave him $10,000. I got back $1,200. That's ribis. It's not ribis. So Rabbi Shalom says that the payments that were made are always counted against the keren. Always counted against the keren. Halacha l'maisa in what? Well, Ramosha refers you to the Machna Frayim. Machna Frayim writes this lashon, Loikona Haribis. Now, that's why I say this might be totally in our original Chakira. Our original Chakira was when someone gives you Ribis, it's like Choshen Mishpat. And you only have Kinyani Gezeil on it. You don't have real Kinyanim on it. It's not really yours. Or is it a Yeredeya Dikadin? And if it's Yeredeya Dikadin, it's mine, just that mitzvah to pay you back. The Machna Frayim, at least, Nemzon, seems to be holding that this is a Chashim Mishma Dikadin. That rather, he says, Lakona HaRibis, a Chashim Mishma Dikadin. Then when I got the $1,200, I never got it. Lakona HaRibis. So it comes out that you owe me money. The Taurus Ribis, I'm not kain it. So why, how am I kain it? I'm kain it as a Debederach Beroi. That appears in the Machna Frayim. Ramesha, though, says it al pisvara. Ramesha says it al pisvara that that you can't pay, it doesn't make sense to pay ribbis until you paid interest, until you paid principal.
There's such a concept as ribbis mukdemes, right? Even before the loan.
Ribbis mukdemes is a case which you have twice in the parak, at the end of the parak and at the beginning. Ribbis mukdemes is when you send somebody a gift beforehand because you plan to ask him for a loan tomorrow. So you send them flowers for Shabbos and then you ask him the next day to give you a loan. Ribbis mukdemes is ribbis derabanan, and it's not chayzer. There's no din that you have to pay back. And a meila, it's not shayach to ashayla, which wouldn't require the payment back.
That story doesn't work in the real world because every note says specifically that it's first described to interest and then to principal.
Right. So Moshe is saying that doesn't matter what you write. It doesn't matter what you write. As far as Hilchus Ribbis is concerned, if somebody borrows $10,000 and pays anything less than $10,000, he hasn't received benefit from his loan. And the Mela, maybe that's the way it is. Akopan, this is another example of this last Dekuda may or may not be Tom. After Ephraim holds it is Tali. I mentioned to you that I think Rav of the Paiskim Achrayim Ne'aman that Ribbis is Eredei Dekedin, like the Sheet of the Ritva, Chavis Das, Kudus HaKesef. And yet, this Pesach of Rav Moshe, as far as I know, is Ungenom in America, certainly by all the Paiskim, I think, I'm not sure, but I think even in Eretz Yisrael. So, it may be because the two things are not totally Zeb is there. What?
It wouldn't work 15 years in the loan.
Oh, that's why. When I have someone who comes very far into the loan, it causes tremendous problems. Someone chaps the mortgage case a few years into the loan, it's a halbitzara, it can be redressed. Someone who comes 10, 20 years into the loan, into a 30-year loan, is extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult to address. And I've had some very pleasant experiences and some very unpleasant experiences where people took tremendous losses when they found out it was ribbis and they said hareini muchen. And in one case, a person who didn't have the money and lost a tremendous amount of money. And I've had cases where people on a dollar were very adamant. All right, you have to know
the
halacha.
When you buy the credit card, really, the
fellow's
not paying interest.
Credit card, same thing. Calls a man, the principal.
Shit,
well, it would be a problem because eventually he's going to pay, I hope, the principal and the interest, in which case it's going to be too much. You seem to have experience with people who maybe don't, and so that's not a problem. I mean, it's not a ribbis problem, there are other problems with that. Right, but in practical terms, it does. What do we do if parents come to us and they have this type of situation? If it's a small difference, it can be redressed by drawing up new shtaros for the future. If it's a large difference, there's almost no way to redress it. In other words, let's say the bank loan is 5%, and they realize it's a problem. And they come to us, and it's a few $1,000s off. Well, first thing you do is pay back the money. And there are two ways of dealing with that. It's not the forum to go into it. But basically, you can do a new loan under a het iska for 6%, and it'll end up pretty much even. But where it's a $200,000 loan and $150,000 was already paid, what are you going to do? You're going to make a new loan on 200%? It's nicker that he's doing it because of the previous ribbis. The previous loan, it's a problem. Taking my word, in practical terms, it's a problem for the future, not a problem for the past. All right, this is the sort of the chakira, as I said in the beginning, I wanted to present to you. As you learn the parak, you may see a raya this way, a raya that way. It's a nice popula deraisa to discuss. Before, though, you begin Ezel Neshef, there are a couple of klolim which you should be familiar with and which will help you throughout. Some of the klolim are easier and you'll pick them up along the way. There's one in particular which is crucial to Inyanei Ribbis, and I'd like to share that with you, and whatever time permits, give some examples and then move on. I want to tell you that when I started Hilchus Ribbis, I couldn't wait till I got to the sugya of Heter Iska. And I was learning that year Ezel Neshech in the morning and Yeredei in the afternoon. Heter Iska is nowhere in Ezel Neshech and nowhere in Yeredei. He's going to tell me, really? There's no siman on Heter Iska? What's going on? There's no sugya of Heter Iska. Gedolei Yisrael wrote a Heter Iska. Some people don't want to use a Heter Iska. which is a hider, but Gedali Yisrael, Chachma Sadim wrote a hetisk, and Prisha wrote a hetisk, and Gedali Yisrael wrote a hetisk. There's something called an iska. Iska means investment. An investment is mentioned, although not in the very first few blad of the perek, but as you get into the perek, the whole middle of the perek has a number of examples of iskas, of business investments. Question is, how do you decide if something is an investment, or you're entitled to profit, or if something's a loan? Someone comes to me, wants to borrow $1 million, he's opening a business. I tell him, look, I can't give you $1 million. Well, I can't give $1 million for a number of reasons. But I tell him, I can't give you $1 million because, I make money on it in the bank. Or, no, you don't make money in the bank these days, but I want to have it. I want to make money on it. So he says, you know what, I won't give you any interest. I'll just give you profit. If this is going to make profit, I'll give you profit. What's wrong with that? I'm an investor. And it sounds like a good deal. Let's even say I'm willing to say, okay, if there's no profit, you don't have to give me profit. But if there's profit, you give me profit, then that's the deal. There's a problem with this. In Lashon HaMishnah, this is called Tzayin Barazel. And let me explain. The difference between an investment and a loan is one word. Liability or risk. There has to be a possibility of loss for something to be an investment. And the possibility of loss, percentage-wise, has to be equal to the possibility of profit. Which means if I'm a 50% profit partner, I have to be a 50% loss partner. I have to be a partner, and I have to be a partner in the potential for loss for the money. And without that, I'm not a partner. Now this, if you'll be in tune to it, comes up a number of places in the parak. A mekablin is a Mishnah Ayin Amid Beis. A mekablin tzayin barzel miYisrael neishu ribis. What is tzayin barzel? Rashi says kol achrayis on the chosim ala mekablin. All liability is on the person receiving the money. That means that ribis is any time that the potential. It's a loan. The definition of a loan is where my principal is guaranteed. Or you have it on Salma Ches a little earlier. There's a case where a person, it's a regular case. A person is opening a store on Coney Island Avenue, a chemveni. He has no cash. I'll be the silent partner. I'll put in the cash. He runs the business and we split. Well, it's very nice to split. That's Moshim and Chemveni Lamach Tzeskar. There are two conditions. First of all, I have to get machzis if there's a loss. And there the Mishnah talks, in addition, I have to pay him for his work. Why is he working? If it's a 50-50 partnership, I'm lending him half the money, I'm investing half the money. The half that he makes profit and loss on is sort of a loan to him. The other half is mine. And why is he working for free? The Mishnah says that he has to be compensated for his work. There's a kula there, that if you pay up front, you can give him even a small amount of money. Those of you who have seen the Hatiska know there's a $1 payment for Tircha. It's based on that Mishnah, on Tosis there, that there's a small Tosis, the LMK Nice and Light. Tosis says that you don't have to give the full price of a pile bottle, you can give a small amount. But at any rate, the point is that the definition of a loan is when there's no chance of liability. The definition of an investment is where a person can gain or lose. Investments can go up and go down.
But people buy horses.
What?
People have an advantage of having horses. He's willing to take horses because he has a tax advantage. And the other person doesn't have a tax advantage. So therefore, he's, instead of him getting the losses, if he's paying for the losses, he's giving up a profit. He's paying for the losses.
Whatever the case is, if it's not something a person does for the loan, he does without the loan, then it's okay. If he would not do it without the loan, you can buy a loss, but you can't. Okay, so then I can't get into the problem. Now it would depend, like most things in Hilchos Ribbis.
I
paying for his work is where you, the liability is split and the profit is split. So that's fine. In addition, the Mishnah says he has to pay for his work. Otherwise, the work is ribbis. Why is he working for the company? What? You can't be Michael Lechatchila. That's ribbis. Every ribbis is Michael. Everybody gives ribbis is Michael the money, but you're not doing Lechatchila. A dollar is enough only if you pay ahead of time. And not if you pay later. People think a dime is enough. It's not so posh. It says it's just that. What? Okay, let me... you want to know how this works? I'll explain it, but the questions I have to take later because we've gone for hours. The basic mechanism of a heta iska is the following goal. The goal of a heta iska is, I'm investing $1 million with you. I don't want to take losses. I want to take profits. It's a problem. Torah doesn't let me. So I tell you, okay, listen, I'm willing to take losses. I want to take the minimum amount of losses the Torah allows. Tell me, what is the minimum amount of exposure I have to have on this loan? A heta iska was the result, it evolved, of deals that were made that limited the exposure of the investor until it came to the way it is today. The way a heta iska works today is that if I'm a silent partner and you're opening up a business, I'm investing with you, the heta iska states that I get half the profits, whatever they may be. There are two crucial components. One is, the heta iska says there's an assumed profit rate of, let's say, 5%. It has to be a possible rate. You can't put in a rate which is not possible. Let's say it assumes a rate of 5%. And therefore, you're going to send me a check every month for 5%. If the profits don't equal that, you don't have to give me the 5%. But you have to swear, Shvuah Chamur and Bezdin, that the profits were different. Most people are comfortable with the from Yid. He'll just send them the 5%, not go swear, Shvuah Chamur and Bezdin. The second part of the Heta Iska says that if there are losses, if you come and tell me there are losses, I don't have to trust you. You have to bring two Edim that there were losses. And if they'll say Edis and Bezdin, Bezdin will accept their Edis, I'll take the losses. Again, in a typical case, it's possible he'll bring Edim, and I'll have to take the loss. But my exposure is limited, especially if I trust him that he doesn't intend to do it. And in that case, I'm allowed to go with the assumed profit. Now, there is one catch. You cannot use a heta iska if you know there were losses. Let's say you invested with somebody and he's opened up a GM dealership. And you know that there's no way he made money. No, he lost money. The heta iska won't work. As a matter of fact, I tell people when they're doing a heta iska to not know the business. And let's say they do know the business. I'm investing. They know exactly what they're investing in. I tell them, okay, do the iska with a different business this guy has. Find a different business he has. Do it with something you don't know anything about. And the lashonis of most heta iskas are that way. There's some lashonis that put in the specific business, most of them don't. Because again, the idea of a heta iska is to limit exposure. And as I said, I don't want to get into it. If you want questions on heta iska, I'll deal with later. That's basically the lumdis of heta iska, not the halacha lemaisa. The lumdis is, this is one yisoid which you have to have for the parent. The difference between a loan and an investment is exposure, is liability. If there's no liability, that's a loan. A loan, the guy may go fly the coop, but I have no exposure. If he's honest, I have zero exposure, he's going to pay me back. He may not have money, I have to wait, but he's going to pay me back, that's a loan. And you can't do a heta iska with a poor person who has no business. You know. You cannot do a heta iska with somebody who's who has no business, he's a salaried worker, or he's a laid-off worker, he has no business, no home, no investment at all. You can't do a heta iska. Ramesh writes, a heta iska is not a kameya, that you wave it at the ribbis and poof, it goes away. And Ramesh writes that a person has to understand the heta iska, really, in order to use it.
Now, when you're lending on personal liability, but if it's a corporation...
That's a separate issue. Ramesh, as you may know, holds that there's no liability, that when there's no personal liability, there's no issur ribbis b'chlal, on the part of the loiva. Doesn't matter who the malva is, depends what the loiva is. If the loiva is a corporation, Rabbi Shaul, there's no issur at all. And there's a mashmois like that from a Gemara, not in this Masechta, but in Gittin. Chavtes, I think it is. There's a mashmois like that. They're pretty clara Gemara that way. And there's a Chuvus of Rivash who says it before a Moshe. The Gedolei Eretz Yisrael are very misnagged to this Pesach. And Chalukei Deis, I'm not going to tell you how to be naig. In America, most of the Paiskim, certainly at least in the Yeshiva Welt, go with Ramosha's Shita, that it's mutter, but only if the loiva is a corporation. Those, if you want to put deposits into banks that are owned by Jews, according to Ramosha, there's no issue, because the loiva is the bank, there's no personal guarantee. On the other hand, if you want to take a mortgage from a bank that's owned by Jews, there you have to have a proper hetiska, and they have to be serious about the hetiska. If they're from Yidden, you can believe they're serious. If they're Freie Yidden, Emigrant Bank and Apple Bank owned by Freie Yidden, and it's taking a mortgage from them or a loan from them is very much an issue, although one of the Emigrant's owner's sons, who now inherited, became a Baal Tshuva. So he approached me, his son approached me. He says they can't seem to get a het iska that passes the lawyers for Emigrant Bank. And I spoke to him for a while, but hopefully all three become Baal Tshuva, and then we'll redress the issue.
How can a mortgage work with that risk of asking a person for business?
What? What was the question?
The house
appreciates.
If a
hetter iska is drawn on a business, then I can only invest on the assumption the value of the house will go up, which until recently was a safe assumption.
So count that as a business.
Yeah, any investment, anything that can go up that you're pondering, the house is in a business. Let me tell you an interesting story that took place. It goes back about a dozen years. Two fellas came to me. And Maisa Shoya Kachaya, somebody had a good investment. And he went to his accountant. He told his accountant, I need $1 million quick. It's a good investment. They told me what it was. I don't want to describe it because it was a highly unusual case. And I don't want to tell you who it was. But it doesn't matter. So this fellow went to his accountant. He said, find me an investor. I need the money. The accountant called Ruvain. Happens to be a friend of mine from years ago, from Yeshiva. He said, Ruvain, I need $1 million. I have a good investment for you. Now, Ruvain Grada doesn't have the money. It's his father's money. He said, I'll speak to my father. He went to his father, and he told him it was a very extremely high expected profit of a very high percentage rate, and the father said, I'll do it. I want a personal guarantee on the principal. And the fellow guaranteed the principal, and he took the loan. Now, when they came to me, it was Lachar Maisa. They had purchased whatever it was, and a year and a half had passed by, and they turned it over very successfully. And if I recall correctly, an issue was roughly $400,000. And this fellow told me, I have $400,000, I want to give it to him, I don't want to hold it, but my understanding is it's ribbis, because I guaranteed the principal, knowing that that makes it ribbis. If there's no potential of loss, then that's not an investment, it's a loan. And I asked them why they were coming to me. They lived in a chashuva yeshivish community in New Jersey. I told you, I have plenty of Rabbanim there. So I thought they'll say, because you know the best. No. They said, we went to all the Rabbanim, Ray. We're running around trying to find someone who'll find a heter. No one can find a heter. And he said, I want to give it to him. I feel terrible. And the other fellow said, my father's going to kill me. You know, $400,000. Is he a European yid? Is there a chayid? But what does he know from Dine Ribis? So I told him, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a heter. It's not something that is used very often. It's a loophole. And you have to go back to your Rabbanim and ask them if you want to use it. There's something called Hetera Derashi. It's a fascinating heter, which there's a tremendous tumult over the Lamdis. The Rashi is not in Pirish Rashi, it's in the Mordechai, B'Shem Rashi, and it's a Ramah. Listen to this Ramah. The Ramah is in Simakov Samach, Sifte Zayin. Yeshayim. the mutter li Yisrael leimel lachavera Yisrael leich v'havel imois mepleini Yisrael beribis. What does that mean? Listen carefully. Rashi says, Ruvain, tell Shimon, look, I'm not a borrower beribis, but I need money. You go, Yimeshliach, go to Levi and borrow beribis and give me the money, and I'll give you the money to pay him back. How could that be mutter? How could that be mutter? He says, why is it mutter? Umutter lost his achakacha ribis l'shliach lehevi loy. The loyas retire a la ribis haba miad loy v'liad malva. The Torah only asks for a loyver to pay a malva. Vashliach ain't the isa shomisser, the high ribis lavdi day. He's not paying his own money. Vimushum shushluchai kodam kamaisai, ain't shliach l'dvar avera. What's going on? What's happening wrong? There's ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So when I, Ruvain sent Shimon to borrow from Levi, Shimon doesn't have a din of the shliach of Ruvain. So bad Sam, Ruvain doesn't owe any money. So now he gets the money, he pays the ribbis, he says, except you have to be careful. Shimon shouldn't pay the ribbis. Ruvain should give the money to Shimon to pay Levi. He's giving Ruvain's money to Levi. So Mimela Rashi says there's no, it's mutter lechatchila even to do it in the first place. The Ramos says on this heter, that ein lefarsim hadavar b'fnei am ha'aretz. The chen ikur afa gav sheish mefakfikin behetezu. The Sam Sofer says, "Rather mitzvah lefarsim." Sam Sofer writes on this: it's a mitzvah lefarsim because people do it b'isser. Let them better do it b'heter.
What is the
difference between the credit card is that the bank is not lending him the money. The bank doesn't know his name. The bank is lending me the money. Just the bank gave me a key to get to the money, and I'm giving him the key to get to the money, which is the credit card.
The
third party is lending it to Shimon. Ruvain says Shimon to Levi. Levi's lending it to Shimon. In his mind, he's lending it to Ruvain. But ain't shlech d'var avera. So there's no loan to Ruvain. There's no loan bechlal to Ruvain. The loan is to Shimon. There's Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. Shimon's the shliach, but he doesn't have a din shliach.
What?
So that's what I told them. I told them in your case there were two shluchim. There was the accountant and there was the son with the father's money. So this is what I suggest. I told them to go back to their head in their contract, a certain rav that they used. They went back to him with the heter, and I don't know what the end of the whole story was, but they did call me back, and they said that this rav says we're not knowing like Rashi. So we're not knowing like Rashi. L'chatchila, we're not knowing like Rashi. But it's a ramah. The Chabas Das is mefakfek on it. There are starke kashas on this hetera de Rashi, but it's just I got a fascinating yedia to have. The credit card company is a problem. The credit company is not giving money to the shliach. We'll talk about it. It's just a little complicated. I just want an ending. But I will hold on a second. One second. There's a Hamish Shalom. What? Ends with a drush. This is all drush. What's that? I do want to tell you, those of you who are starting the perek, Rashi right in the beginning of the perek says that ribis derech mekach u'memkar is a drabanan. A lot of the ribis that you have in the perek is ribis drabanan, which has different levels of chaymer. The issue, the first mishnah, your first 10 lines of Gemara, are extremely discouraging. That the hardest part of Perek is Aneshev. And many a soul have begun and quit. Ravina Ravashi, in their kindness, followed that first piece of Gemara with a daf of easy Gemara, a daf and a half of easy Gemara, and he interspersed easy Gemaras throughout hard Gemaras. Just to understand the first mishnah, I just want you to know that the issues which the Perek deals with in the beginning have to do with prepayment, paying for something ahead of time, which is really a loan, in order to secure either a guaranteed rate, a guaranteed price, even the price is going to change, or to secure a discount. Either way, a prepayment for something for future delivery has a din of ribis. And that issue, what? Good. And that is the issue with which the perek begins, pretty much. And the first part of the perek discusses in various cases. And it's ribis, except by yeshlai, which you have in the first Mishnah. Now, just to make it easy for you, you're going to start it when the daf starts tomorrow or the next day. I'll just give you an example. When I worked at Art Scroll for, I forget how many years, when the Art Scroll Shas began, the second Masech that I put out was Erevin, which at that time I worked there from Shavuos to Elul for a few summers. And one of the issues they had was prepayment for as of yet unprinted book. They don't do it much now, but there was a desire to raise capital. And I remember when they put out the Siddur, if you pre-ordered, you got a discount. You got a guaranteed cheap price. I think it was $10. I remember. I don't know what the list price was, but they allowed. They set it up that if you order ahead of time, obviously for one Siddur, no one's going to do it. But they were institutions, shuls, and for prepayment, they gave a cheaper price. And the problem is that's ribbis. The Eitzah, which was given then, is an Eitzah called Yeshlai, which is in the Mishnah. Yeshlai means if I have it, I have it at home. If you give me the money now, you can pick it up in a week. That Yeshlai is Mutter. It's Ribbis Deravana. And Rashi's Lashon throughout the parak is Ki'ilu Yekainit, even though Kesev is not Kainit. It's Ki'ilu Yekainit, and the Mele, it's not so Melzi Kiribis, it's Mutter. So I believe what they did, if I recall correctly, is the deadline for the prepayment included a couple of days in which it was Yeshlai, in which it was already published. Let's say it was going to be printed on January 10th. So the deadline for the prepayment discount was January 15th. The Mela, if you ordered it the 10th or 11th, it was Mutter, because it was Yeshlai. So you weren't getting the bigger discount for paying even earlier. It's the same discount that you pay when they have it. And that's a heter. I mentioned this case just to picture for you. You should understand the concept of a prepayment. The question of how yeshivas do it, camps do it, it's not really Yeshlai. I always tell people never to paskin halachas from English books that are put out, with one exception. There's an excellent book with a green cover. And there's an interesting exception to this, and that is also a Mishnah later in the Perek, that this only applies to buying merchandise. A kablon, somebody who was a contractor, or even a sachir, is allowed to give a discount for prepayment. One of the rabbonim here in Flappish called me. There's a cleaners, must be in the Nostrand Avenue area, who tells people that if when you bring in your clothing for cleaning, you pay up front, he gives you a discount. So he asked me if that's mutter. And it's a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Maisifan ala schar, ei maisifan ala mecher. Again, the longest now is not the time for it, but this halacha applies only to merchandise. When a person gets paid for his work, such as a cleaner, or if you consider a camp to be a discount, a kablon, the kablon means someone who puts together, you don't pay for food, you're paying for a counselor and a waiter and food and other things. But then there is no isser in the case of the prepayment. The reason we'll wait, I guess, till we get to the Mishnah of Leisifan al-Aschah. So I tried to share with you these two yedias, the one barichus, the liability defines loan as opposed to investment, and this idea of prepayment to understand the difference between prepayment for merchandise or for other types of work. It's a Hilchus Ribbis is a very challenging parak. You have to learn it, you have to go over it, and don't worry, as soon as it seems discouraging, Ravina Ravashi stuck in a daf of easier Gemara. And it seems to go back and forth between them. Good to watch everybody. Okay.